Thank you very much and good afternoon. Chlamydia and gonorrhea are the two most commonly reported infections in San Diego County. In 2009, there were approximately 10,500 CT cases among women and about 650 gonorrhea cases among women out of a population estimated at 3.1 million. CDC recommends annual screening in women for cervical CT if women are age 25 or younger, for cervical GC if age 24 or younger, and for both cervical CT and GC if risk factors are present. CDC makes no recommendation for pharyngeal or rectal CT or GC screening in women. However, County of San Diego STD clinics for some years have not been following CDC recommendations for CT and GC screening for women. Our clinics have been screening women for CT and GC of the cervix, pharynx, and rectum, respectively, if women report sexual exposures at those sites with no age restrictions. There have been, to my knowledge, no studies of pharyngeal CT or GC screening or testing among women. There have been studies of rectal screening or testing for GC or CT among women. Those studies have shown small increases in case finding when extragenital testing was performed. In San Francisco, for example, case finding increased from 6.7% to 7.3% when rectal CT and GC testing was done. In Cardiff, in the UK, it went from 1.5% to 1.6%, and in Swansea, in the UK, 14.1% to 14.7%. The objectives of this study were as follows. First, to assess CT and GC prevalence by anatomic site among women screened at the cervix, rectum, and pharynx. Second, to determine the sensitivity of cervical screening for infection at any site. And third, to calculate the number needed to screen at all three sites to identify one infected woman who would not have been identified by cervical screening alone. We studied women visiting the County of San Diego's main STD clinic during January 2008 to June 2009 who had no cervical, pharyngeal, or rectal signs or symptoms, and who were screened for CT and GC with clinician-collected swabs at all three anatomic sites. Patient data were obtained from clinic charts. We used nucleic acid amplification tests for CT and GC, and that was the Aptima Combo 2. We then calculated the number needed to screen, or NNS, which is 1 divided by the difference between the proportion of women infected as detected by three-site screening and the proportion infected as detected by cervical screening alone. We studied 125 women. 33% of those women were aged 25 years or younger. 49% were white, 31% Hispanic, 8% black, and 12% other race or ethnicity or unknown race or ethnicity. This slide shows the prevalence of chlamydia by anatomic site. 4% of women had a cervical CT infection, 2.7% a pharyngeal CT infection, and 4.8% a rectal CT infection. This slide shows the prevalence of gonorrhea by anatomic site. 0% at the cervix and rectum, 0.8% at the pharynx. This slide shows the prevalence of either infection, CT or GC, by anatomic site. 4% had a cervical CT or GC infection, 4% a pharyngeal CT or GC infection, and 5.6% a rectal CT or GC infection. The sensitivity of cervical CT screening alone for CT infection at any site was 0.56. The sensitivity of cervical GC screening alone for GC infection at any site was 0. And the sensitivity of cervical CT or GC screening alone for CT or GC at any site was 0.56, with a confidence interval stretching from 0.21 to 0.86. The number needed to screen was 32, with the 95% confidence interval ranging from 12 to infinity. What that means is that we would need to screen 32 women at all three sites to identify one infected woman who would not have been identified with cervical screening alone. What the confidence interval means is that in a best case scenario, you would only need to screen 12 women. At a worst case scenario, screening doesn't actually add any benefit. Screening at extragenital sites does not add any benefit. So you could screen an infinite number of women and still not identify one who would not have been identified with cervical screening alone. This study is subject to at least two limitations. First, there's a small sample size with wide confidence intervals, such as infinity. Second, the results might not be generalizable to other populations both within and outside of San Diego County. Our case finding for CT or GC increased from 4% with cervical screening alone to 5.6% with three-site screening. Cervical CT or GC screening alone had low sensitivity for infection with CT or GC at any site, 0.56. The number needed to screen was 32. By comparison, using County of San Diego data for MSM in the county of in the STD clinic, the number needed to screen or test for GC at all three sites to identify one infected MSM not identified by urethral screening or testing alone was 11, with a confidence interval ranging from 10 to 13. Our next step would be to perform a cost-effectiveness analysis for three-site screening for CT and GC among women. We would also recommend more widespread use of the number needed to screen to evaluate and compare benefits of STD screening programs. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Ken. You're making up for all the time you didn't spend here over there. Absolutely. Dr. Schachter.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Did everybody hear that suggestion in the back? Repeat it. The suggestion was to use vaginal swabs rather than cervical testing because there are a lot of infections, Dr. Schachter said, that are urethral rather than cervical, and vaginal swabs would pick those up and cervical swabs would miss them. So it might increase our prevalence of infection. So the suggestion was to continue this work, but using vaginal swabs rather than cervical swabs. So thank you for that suggestion, Dr. Schachter. I'll just translate up here. the question was, well, could you do a urine swab instead of the vaginal swab? Urine testing rather than a vaginal cervical, and that would rather than vaginal, and that would miss the cervical infection, so vaginal would get both. Well, the question was, what would happen to results if we followed CDC guidelines for women? And first of all, we'd have no results if we had followed the CDC guidelines. But I guess we could stratify by age and look just at younger women. The problem is really our numbers are relatively low as they are. Women, if they were not included in this study, if they had any genital symptoms at all. But so those different groups of women who were tested will be subjects of future analyses as well.
How many would you want?
What would happen to the numbers if we just limited it to the those younger? I don't know how they're, what the prevalence of the infections at other sites would be in those groups. We could look, though. The comment was, in Miami there are more Hispanics have a higher prevalence of the rectal infections. We haven't broken this down by race and ethnicity yet, but it would be something interesting to look at. Again, the numbers are pretty small, 125 women in this group, but it would be interesting to look at. Thank you. The question is, were all the women heterosexual that we looked at, or did some have female partners? They might have had female partners. That was not captured in these data, but it's probably something we'll look at. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.